You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So, Dano, I watch a lot of baseball, Dan. You watch a lot of baseball. We can look at the Cleveland Guardians and know, yeah, this is a real mediocre team. We know that. Do we not? We know this is a real mediocre baseball team because we watch a lot of baseball.
Yeah, that's a word. I mean,
there's 69 and 69, for God's sake. That'd be about as mediocre as you can get.
Well, thank God you watch a lot of baseball to figure that one out.
Thank you very much. And we know they can't hit. Okay? We know that. They can't hit. And do they hit occasionally? Sure. Does that make you mad and think, well, why can't you do that more often? Sure.
Often.
Just do it, right? Do it more frequently, please. And their pitching isn't what it used to be. Their starting rotation, I like it. But it's young. And as we've heard numerous times, so many of these guys are at their threshold of career highs in innings pitched. And by golly, we're going to throw another starter in just because of it. So what does that do for the rest of the rotation? Gives everybody an extra day's rest and maybe protects their arms and makes their arms not tired. That's the idea here. Does it save them innings over the course of the season? Maybe one start each guy. That's about it the rest of the way. But what it does is give them an extra day's rest. So all of that talk about that we just threw out that, yeah, okay, not anything to get overly excited about, blah, 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 blah. They're still only three games out of a playoff spot. And it takes one hot streak, one, for this team to put itself right into the conversation for that third and final wild card playoff spot. And I don't care that there are three teams to hop, Texas, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay. They're three games out, Dan.
Hmm?
You can make up three games in a weekend. And that's why, by gosh, this has just been so much fun.
It's what you want. As a fan of baseball, this is exactly what you want. I want to, after 120-something games, I want to be in a position where I'm looking down the stretch of September. And yes, would all of us prefer if the Guardians had a 10-game lead in the Central and we could just kind of do the heavy yawn and three quarters pay attention? Yeah, sure. You know, we all love when Hammy decides to do stand up in the third inning instead of actually call the game. Like, it's great. It makes me laugh. Yeah, I love it every time.
I know.
You know why? Because you're 10 games up, but who cares? That's not where we are. This is meaningful September baseball.
It really is.
This is down the stretch. You are locked into every single pitch, every single game, and you're not only watching you, but you're flipping over and watching the Mariners, and you're flipping over and watching the Rangers, and then you're keeping an eye on the Yankees Astros series that was going on. It's been some really fun baseball. Like, you have an eye on all of these different things on top of it because there's so many moving parts. And you're right. We have ridden the roller coaster with this team all season. And by God, it's been peaks and valleys.
And we know this team's not very good.
But what's to stop another peak from coming?
Exactly.
September 4th.
Exactly.
What's to stop another peak from carrying you for 3 weeks?
It's
nothing.
That's exactly right. They've left themselves in a position here where it's still possible. Is it likely? No, it's not. We know it's not likely. But one hot streak, Dan, and they've not played very well lately, and they're still only three back. Why? Because the Mariners also haven't played very well lately, and they're still hanging. Now, other teams have passed up the Guardians a little bit. It's so unlikely that they hop three teams and Seattle, so they've got to actually beat out four teams ahead of them. That's unlikely. But this team is streaky. And if this team can get some starting pitching, maybe that extra day's rest helps all of these guys be a little bit sharper. I mean, Joey Cantillo, he was nails last night.
Well, but I think what
he
it
was
also,
great.
It also puts them in a spot like you saw with Cantillo where he threw over 100 pitches. I think it was like 106 or something like that. You have that because you have that extra day's rest that you feel a little bit more comfortable going, all right, let's try to get another inning out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we can to avoid the underbelly of that bullpen. Oh, this, I don't mean this personally. I don't want to watch Matt Festa pitch anymore.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
And
he's done his best and been okay.
That guy should be sponsored by Rolaids.
But I know. And
like there are guy, and we're not used to that here. We're not used to being in a spot where there are relievers that you're pointing to going, I don't want to see him anymore. Like, what this extra day does is it makes it so that you could push Gavin Williams a little bit farther if he's throwing well enough.
Because he's going to get an extra day to come back and heal up.
Exactly. So you can avoid the underbelly of the bullpen. You could focus in on getting the Hunter Gaddis, Cade Smith, Tim Herron, the guys that you want out there because they can get outs and are good at it.
The funny thing to me, you know, for instance, George Valera last night, George got his first major league hit. I really wanted to see George Valera, but Dan, I wanted to see him 2 years ago, you know,
patience is a virtue
there. Well, as a Guardians fan, that's what you have to have. Their answer to help the offense was to bring up a guy who's been injured like crazy for the last couple of years, who was once considered a really high prospect in the organization and a pretty good prospect in Major League Baseball, then has injuries. That's how you're going to help the offense, by bringing up this guy. Well, by golly, he got a hit last night. Did a nice post-game interview. I was thrilled for the guy. Good for him. And guess what? Maybe he finds it. Maybe it's been there the whole time, and this guy now is getting a chance, and he puts himself in the conversation for next year for a real job. It's just this team just keeps plodding along and not getting eliminated. Folks, has it surprised you? I can't tell you that it surprised me, because this organization finds ways to put competitive teams on the field. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
It has surprised me in that.
It has?
Yeah. This season has surprised me.
Because of why? Because the offense is so... Ugh.
If you would have told me in the beginning of the season, hey, Carlos Santana is going to be 40, and he's going to look 40, and the metronome is going to stop.
And you traded a 100 RBI guy to get him. Well, basically.
Yeah, I figured, you know. I was looking at it from like March 31st, March 30th, when the season itself started.
Sure.
You know, if you would have told me that was the case, if you would have told me Kyle Manzardo would look crummy in the first half, if you would have told me they are trying to shoehorn David Fry down our throats, I would have looked at you and said, playoff spot? Are you serious?
Yeah.
If you would have told me Tanner Bibee would be league average, again, I'd be like, playoff spot? Are you serious? Like, what is... Did the entire AL Central get hurt? Like, that's what I would have thought throughout the entire thing. And that's not the case. They're just putting it together at the times that they need to put it together. And on your George Valera case, I get it because you're past the waiver deadline. So it's not like there's any other move they can make. Like, is there somebody else you would have rather seen?
No, but but the point of it is, their answer to try and help the offense is a guy who hasn't played much in 2 years and didn't actually hit that well this year in the minors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
However, the guy was a highly thought of prospect, and sometimes things get in the way of that, like injuries and like a lack of time to come back and put together a good season, which George really didn't in the minors. But hey, he comes up and well, let's see what he has. You know, think to back up your point a little bit more, Dan. What if I had told you that there were really two guys on this year? This year, who were going to have a good offensive season. And Stephen Kwan's not one of them. Stephen's been okay. I don't think anybody can say Stephen Kwan has been anything more than okay this year. He's hitting .274. His OPS is below league average, correct? .712.
.720 is league average.
Right, and he's below league average.
Button one, man
that's
zero.
That's okay. Kyle Manzardo's had a good year. Kyle's taken a step. Good for Kyle, which screams, well, then why'd you bring Carlos Santana in the first place?
I think because you've also watched Kyle Manzardo play first base.
Yes, I have. I get that.
It's kind of like watching.
Yeah, I know.
You know, have you seen video? And I'll bring this back, I swear. It's kind of like watching. Have you seen video of the baby giraffe at the zoo try to run? That's kind of what I feel like watching Kyle Manzardo play first base.
It's kind of cheap. Kind of like it, but it's kind of cheap.
It's kind of like watching a guy who's like, I don't totally know where to go with my feet. Where do my feet go? Okay, I got to bet. All right, but Dan, it's getting better, though. It is getting better, much like the baby giraffe running.
Okay, well, let me throw this one at you. You ready? He's had 100 fewer at-bats than Jose Ramirez. Few more than 100, actually, but 109. And yet he has only two fewer home runs and only nine fewer runs batted in. You could make the argument that Kyle Manzardo has been the best offensive player on this team this year because Jose has not had a very good August and September. I know that's preposterous, except for one thing. In 100 more at-bats, Jose has only two more home runs and only nine more runs batted in. Let me give you an argument for that, though. Kyle Manzardo has had Jose Ramirez on base in front of him. Jose has had the treacherous bottom of the lineup in front of him for a good portion of the season.
Yeah, I'm
just saying.
That's erroneous.
100 more at bats.
To use the 10-cent word.
I'm not knocking Jose here. What I'm saying is Kyle Manzardo is probably having a better season than everybody realizes.
Oh, he's been great.
He's been terrific.
There's a reason why we've been slamming the table and saying, hi, no one hits the ball for power on this team. This guy does. He should do it more often. Maybe you should give him those opportunities.
And now they are.
And especially in the second half of the season.
And now they are.
It's looked so much better after the second half. I don't know what changed. I don't know what he did, but good golly, it's great to see.
And I think you just pencil him in for next season. We're not yet worried about next season. We're worried about this season. And worried, I don't know if that's the right word. What is the right word? They're only three games out, folks. Three games out of a playoff spot. Is it likely they get it? No. But they're only three games out. Somebody stepped up and did the job last night. We'll hear from him coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.